Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I'm just a little bit uncomfortable with today's topic because I tend to shy away from things that are blatantly self-promotional, just a part of my nature. And rather than toot my own horn, I've always been comfortable letting other people spread the word about Lenswork and what I do via word of mouth. But I received an interesting email last week from a longtime Lenswork subscriber that simultaneously surprised me and motivated me to mention it here, even at the risk of sounding a little self-promotional. Let me read his email. It starts, "I've been a longtime subscriber since issue number 26, as the lengthy shelf of Lenswork in my library would show. Brooks, I have to confess that I've never been to your personal website to see your photography. This week, for the first time, I went to your site and discovered your series, Every Picture is a Compromise. Man, do I wish I would have known about this long ago. After I'd looked at a few examples from this week, I went back to the first post in June of 2020 and have been working my way forward through the series. I love the way you show a failure and then a better version. I wish other photographers would do this. Sometimes it's really frustrating to see a great photograph and have no idea how it was made. Keep up the great work. I've added your website to my daily checklist. Thanks for all you do for photography." Obviously, I was thrilled to get that email, but also a little surprised, in the sense that Every Picture is a Compromise has not been like a secret. It's on the homepage of Lenswork Online, and I've talked about it elsewhere. But for some reason, this subscriber had never been to it, and it occurred to me that he may be speaking not just for himself, but for others of you who are listening to this and have no idea what this series, Every Picture is a Compromise, is about. I started this series in June of 2020 with a rather simple observation. And that is that every single website I go to, without exception, the photographer shows their very best work. Of course they do. That's the work that everybody wants you to see, and great. But that's not the full story of the creative life. That is, if we want to learn, we'd better pay attention to the images that aren't successful and see what lessons they have to offer. I maintain something I've talked about for years, which is that every time we click the shutter, it's a teaching opportunity if we could just open ourselves to what the image has to teach us. And in particular, one of the things that you'll notice if you look back at all of your photography is that every picture is a compromise of one kind or another. It's sort of the sum of its parts, optical, technical, visual, emotional, and even cosmic, I suppose. Well, maybe not cosmic, but meaningful to us. Perhaps even spiritual. And success on all of these fronts is sort of rare, but that doesn't mean there isn't an opportunity to learn. So I decided back in 2020 that I would develop this series, Every Picture is a Compromise, where I would show a failure, a picture that didn't work, something that I would try to repair with processing, maybe even go back and re-photograph it. But essentially, it's kind of like before and after. Here's a before success attempt that clearly is a failure, and then here's a better example of that idea or that principle or that image or that processing. And so what I say in the introduction to the series is that it's about my also-rans, some of which I've been able to improve sometimes, not always, but sometimes, but almost none of which I would consider my very best. They're teaching aids. And so I built a structure for this series, which I've continued to use since 2020. And that is, every weekday, Monday through Friday, I post a new image. I show the preliminary image. Sometimes that's just before processing. Sometimes it's an earlier attempt at the same picture idea. But clearly, they're not the winners. I show that one, and then I show the improved version, either through processing or a recomposition or a cropping or whatever. An image that I can be proud of but it's definitely still a bit of a compromise. Sometimes, on rare occasion, these are images that I've used and that I'm very happy with and that I'm proud of. More often than not, they're images that I've turned into something that is perhaps usable, but maybe I haven't done that just yet. And along with each pair of pictures, I describe what it is in the scene that caught my eye, what I liked, essentially the motivation that made me want to pick up the camera and take the picture to begin with. And the description of what I liked, I try to keep to just a sentence or two. Then the next section is what I don't like in the picture. That might be a paragraph. And then a third section is what I learned, which again might be a paragraph. And the fourth section is what I call second chances, or what I might try next. So each day, each weekday, Monday through Friday, there's a new pair of images and this quick structure of text that is literally a 60-second read. I post these not because I'm trying to do any bragging. As a matter of fact, if I were trying to do bragging, I'd probably post better pictures. But what I'm trying to illustrate is how every picture is some sort of compromise that maybe succeeds in certain aspects, maybe doesn't succeed in all the aspects, how even the unsuccessful ones can be improved, and is sort of a peek behind the scenes at my creative process. I've now posted over 1,400 pairs of images. So I like to think of them as 1,400 opportunities to see an image that doesn't work, and then a companion image that works at least better as a result of processing or cropping or re-photographing or whatever. So if you're not familiar with that series, and it sounds like something that you might be interested in, the place to find it is at www.brooksjensenarts.com. And again, it's called Every Picture is a Compromise. My objective with this series is to make it possible for you to get in and out in a minute or two and provide something for you to think about every day in your photographic life, even if you're just doing it over that morning cup of coffee or something. So thanks for indulging me with this little bit of a promotion of this series, Every Picture is a Compromise, which I hope, you'll find as fascinating to read as I do putting it together, because, to be honest, I'm learning a lot about my own photography by taking this many images and sort of dissecting them for what I could possibly do to improve them, and learning about where those limits are that force me to make a compromise that might result in an image being good but not great. There are so many photography-based websites all over the internet, and they all show the very best of the very best, and that's great. It's probably as it should be. But I think this series, Every Picture is a Compromise, has something unique to offer if you're interested in learning more about photography and maybe doing a little introspection on your own work. So thanks, Bill, for the email that gave me motivation to talk about this series. And thanks to all of you who are podcast listeners. I hope you get a chance to take a look at the series over at brooksjensenarts.com and see if it's a project that you might want to spend a little more time with in the learning process in your own creative path.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.